Blog Talk Radio.
Power Connections with your host, Kevin Vaughn. I am excited today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're having a powerful and productive day as well. First of all, you know, we got to give God his props, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for who he is. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Holy Spirit. And we just want you to be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. And the only way you're going to be blessed is through the power of God, through his Son. So thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Holy Spirit. And we thank God for you listening today. Just want to put that out there that we believe in God, ladies and gentlemen. And if you got a problem with that, you can give me a call and we can talk about it. I love it. So thank you so much for joining us on Power Connections. We got a powerful guest today, ladies and gentlemen. We got Miss Linda Chapman coming up, CEO of Contracts and Grants. I love it. Woo! Can't wait to hear what she has to say about this topic today. We've got some questions, we got an interview, we got stuff coming on, got people online, I think, coming up as well. So we're just excited about that. So thank God for you today. Hey, this is Power Connections. People say, hey, what is Power Connections all about? Hey, we're here on the network to really connect you with powerful people that can give you specific information, detailed information that can help you move along, hopefully in your business, right? I believe in your nonprofit, your for-profit, so we're going to talk about that as well and get it right from the expert, Ms. Linda Chapman, ladies and gentlemen. And also, too, we're going to give her due props in a little bit. We're going to read a quick bio about her and give out her website as well. So we want you guys to get in touch with that. We want you guys to shoot that website out all over the planet, right? Specifically in the United States, so you can learn more about what Ms. Linda Chapman is going to talk about concerning contracts and grants. I love it. So thank you so much for that, guys. Hey, we're excited. Hope you're having a great day, guys. And we know a lot is going on in our families, a lot going on in our city, in our state, in our country, and of course in the world as well. So we thank you for joining us. But one thing we always like to do is recognize our listeners, for those listening live and also those who will be listening later on. So thank you so much for your time, for those listening via their mobile devices as well. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Life is good, but you better go after it. I love it. Hey, let's get right to it, man. Ms. Chapman is pretty busy, so we don't want to keep her too long. But ladies and gentlemen, her website, for those who love to get online, I want you guys to check her out. Okay, that's Linda Chapman. That's chatmon.com. That's lindachapman.com. Okay, so we're going to put that out there. We'll probably mention that again as well. But let's get started, guys, on Power Connections with our wonderful guest, Ms. Linda Chapman. We're going to open up her line in a second. But in a this is right from her website. Who is Linda Chapman, ladies and gentlemen? This is in a nutshell. She got a whole bunch of stuff that you could read about her as well. But she did, thank God, she did summarize this a little bit. So I'm going to read the summary for who is Linda Chapman. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell, Linda Chapman is a business coach powerhouse. Ooh, I like that introduction there. Specializing in growth management, she is the sole principal of Contract and Grants, LLC. Also the App Diva, LLC. I love it. She's an app developer. I love it. So it's going to be great. And several other brands, all committed to growing business through federal and defense contracts, e-learning, and technology. Wow. She has been responsible for more than 12. Come on now. You better listen to this one. $12.2 billion in contract negotiations and awards. Also, two ladies and gentlemen, a subject matter expert in the federal and defense contract acquisitions. She has 22 years of experience as an entrepreneur. See, talking about, see, that's what we bring people on like this, man. You talk about experts, people been in the game for a minute, 22 years as an expert and as an entrepreneur in the federal acquisition. So that means she has some trust. Ladies and gentlemen, she has knowledge, information, and she keeps up the data, of course, as well. The biggest thing is probably, you know, people trust her out there in the network. That's powerful when you've been in for a while, right? Active in economic development, she was appointed to the Doraville TAD, which is the Tax Allocation District Advisory Board. Wow, that oversees multi-billion dollar mixed-use projects. I love it. Largest in the state of Georgia. It is simple, Linda says. Linda Chapman can grow your business from scratch or take it to the next level. Don't believe it. You don't believe it? Listen to the testimonials that she has. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you need a speaker, panel member, or program guest, you know, you can contact Ms. Linda Chapman as well on her website, lindachapman.com. Have a podcast or radio show. That's what she's on today. She says she absolutely loves it, loves doing and sharing with the world. And she never charges for her appearances. Isn't that powerful? That's pretty good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to put your hands together for one of the most powerful women on the planet Earth, Ms. Linda Chapman. Ms. Linda, thank you so much for joining us. I love it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, sister. I'm excited for you because this is a great topic. Great person, of course, for doing that. And can't really wait to meet you because we got to talk some more offline about some business. So see what we can really do. You know?
Okay.
But how are you today, Ms. Linda? How's it going?
I am great. I am fantastic.
Wonderful.
Blessed and highly favored.
You got that right now. Now, see, that's the reason right there why you should be excited, because God has got us talking today. That's the fact that we woke up. You better praise him, ladies and gentlemen. You better praise him just
that's
for waking
right.
up again and keeping it moving.
That's
so
right.
I'm excited for you. Well, Linda, we always like our guests to talk to our network. Any opening statements? Just say, hi, how you doing? What's going on out there? How was your day? How was your week? Anything you want to open up with real quick?
Hey, I just want to open up and be a resource. You know, I go to a lot of you know, conferences and workshops, and people just talk,
man.
And they never let their audience get an opportunity to talk
right.
and ask the question. So I'm going to sit back.
Yeah.
You read my bio. People know
yes.
what I'm doing, what I'm capable of. So I'm going to sit back and listen to the questions that they have and see if I can't, you know, be a resource and give them some information that they otherwise would not be able to get.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Linda Chapman, CEO for Contracts and Grants, LLC. So thank you so much for your time, Linda, today. Let's get started here in a minute. And keep it rolling. Well, you know, Linda, one thing I wanted to ask about, and you kind of take it, you know, take it in your direction because we didn't really get a chance to go over all the questions, but can you talk a little bit about the myths and the facts about contracts and grants a little bit? Because, you know, you hear all kind of stuff going on, but people don't know what
yeah.
they talk about. We love them, but they don't know what they talking about. And then we come talk to you and
well,
say, oh,
well,
is that easy?
Well, I mean, you know what? Once you have a sustainable process, you know,
mm-hmm.
once you establish a process that works, you know,
yeah.
you just stick with it, you know.
Right.
Fortunately for us, we've been doing it forever. You know, there's not a situation that we've not been able to, that we
Absolutely.
Have not had to deal with. So we've kind of
yeah.
taken all the lessons learned and,
yeah.
and all of the things that people didn't do right and all the things that people did do right. And we
mm-hmm.
just kind of pulled it all together and said, you know what, no sense in recreating the wheel. Let us show
no.
you how we can get you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
And we've been pretty successful at doing it. We just recently rolled out our Vet It Done program, which is basically the same thing we do with contracts and grants, but it's specifically for veterans.
And we are doing
fantastic things.
Oh,
over at Vet It Done. Yeah, so I'm looking forward
yeah.
to rolling that out. I will be rolling that out. We're in a soft launch now, but we launched
mm-hmm.
fully on June 1.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I love it. I love it. Congratulations on that, because you know we are not treating our veterans the way we should in these United States. If you got a problem
that
with that, call
correct.
Me on that. It's unacceptable what we're doing. We want them to die for us, but we don't want them to live for us. It's amazing. Just
Understood.
Incredible. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's amazing.
Well, we've got some fantastic things coming out for them. We're going
yeah.
to be offering no credit, no interest loans
yeah.
for veterans that win contracts. You know, so often
right.
it's difficult for people to get.
Right.
Once they get the contracts, that's the easy part. But now
right.
they've got to actually successfully perform.
Yeah.
So we decided
Absolutely.
That we would, you know, tap into that
yeah.
niche.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, Linda, that's a good one to start off with. Let's start off with that, because one thing I love, it's a lot of work, but it's planning. That was on my list of things
mm-hmm.
to talk about, is the pre-planning. Can you talk a little bit about that, just on general right now, about the pre-planning? You know, say, for example, you get the contract, but if you don't haven't pre-planned that, you know, to use the contract the way it's intended, you know, there's going to be some issues off.
Exactly,
so can we talk
exactly.
about that?
We can
the pre-planning.
Talk about that.
Yeah, you
the
gotta have that.
Planning, gotta
have
that.
That.
And because so many people are really really good at what they do, you know,
right.
so we don't need to have to. We don't really talk to you about how well you do what you do. We know that you've
right.
done it. You have
That's
past
right.
performance and haven't done it.
Right.
What we talk to you is about preparing yourself to do business with the government. And I
mm-hmm.
wrote to government contracts. That's what we do. We start you from day one and say,
yeah.
okay, you know, you're going to find an opportunity, and we're going to walk you through that opportunity all the way
mm-hmm.
down to if
mm-hmm.
it's awarded, because people
mm-hmm.
don't think that far. They think about
right.
getting the contract, getting the contract,
right.
getting the
right.
contract.
Right.
And
right.
then when they get it, it's like, uh-oh,
mm-hmm.
now what?
Right.
And so preparation
yeah. Yeah.
is the key. And fortunately,
mm-hmm.
because our entire online platform is designed to do that,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we feel like we're giving you all the tools, so there should be no reason that you're
yeah.
not prepared,
yeah.
but it all does come down to the basics,
yeah. Absolutely.
And that's what we teach over at Contracts and Grants. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. This is a powerful program, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all paying attention out there. I'm going to be pushing this out some more on the network so people can listen, because, Linda, I get a lot of questions about grants and who's a grant writer and who's a contract writer
uh-huh.
and all this stuff, and
uh-huh.
I have to, you know, defer them to people like yourself. But I'm so happy that you're with us today to straighten us out on some same things, ladies and gentlemen. So you're listening to the voice of Linda Chapman, ladies and gentlemen, CEO, Contracts and Grants, LLC. I'll tell you what we're going to do, too. We're going to go right to the phones, because I know folks are out there
okay.
are busy as well, but we're going to go right to the phone. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do is going to open up the line, but I'm going to do it by your last four digits only. So I'm going to give you a few seconds. If you have a question, I know some people do have a question for Linda concerning your need, your area. Let's go ahead and do that, okay? So we're getting ready for that. So I'm going to mention your last four digits, and we'll give you a chance to say your question. And we only have, unfortunately, only got an hour with her, so we're going to roll all the way up to 4 o'clock, but we're going to hit it and quit it on this network, guys, with Linda, because she's busy. Everybody's busy. I'm busy. So let's get right to it. So, Linda, we're going to open up the lines and get back, and we'll get
okay.
back to our questions at the end there as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our first
okay.
caller is 4178. 4178, you're live on the air with Linda. God bless you. 4178.
Good afternoon. Okay.
How you doing?
Hello.
All are good. Hey, good to hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, absolutely. My name is Dr. Debbie Green, and I have a business, a small business I'm actually beginning, for profit, and it's called Journey's Edges Life Consultants. And the vision of the business, real quickly, is to provide resources for children and their families, as well as individual adults that are dealing with emotional and mental illnesses. Me being a clinician in the mental health world, I work at a mental health hospital, and I often see that there aren't any resources once they leave the hospital. Far as your psychiatrist, yes, we have those, we have the therapist, but then what happens to the children that can't be serviced in those areas due to the fact of just constantly cycling in and out of the hospitals to the point where they have to get residential care, which is being removed from the family and actually put into someone else's hands. So before that happens, I want to be a source of support and education to our communities in that area, because I don't think that's the last stop. To break up the family system, you know.
Okay.
So that's what I'm asking. Is there any grant fundings or anything that you could help me with in that area to provide services to the community?
Well, I will tell you that actually just 2 weeks ago, I have a contract or as a subcontractor to the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and they have quite a few grants. My role was to actually train their grant team, their grant specialist, the Office of Contracts and Grants. So I heard a lot about some of the issues that even agencies that want to give the money to organizations and so there are lots of funds available. The issue is making sure that you're postured in order to receive those funds. So even though you are a for-profit corporation, you can team or work with a nonprofit organization that may be more eligible to receive those grants. So you don't always have to go and recreate a whole nonprofit organization. You can go to an existing nonprofit organization and say, hey, you're a nonprofit organization, you're already established, but you don't have programming in this area. I'd like to offer my services for you to purchase services in behavioral sciences or whatever the service is. And then what they do is they either already have the funding through CBDG grants or through other agency grants, but they're just looking for someone. So your customer may not always be the agency directly, but it may be as a subrecipient to organizations that have already received the funding. Another thing you want to do is you might want to look at the funding cycle. I think I don't know if you know about grant funds, but usually CBDG grants, community block development grants, they come out every other year. So you want to check with your local state municipality, find out when the next round is, and then if you have a year, go out and look at those organizations that are already getting funding and say, hey, I noticed that you have this program and this program and this program. I'd like to talk to you about a mental health program.
Okay. So let me recap mentally. So you're telling me to reach out to the organizations, the 501(c)(3)s that are servicing the community and already have the funding and providing programs for them and linking up with them instead of just starting a whole new entity. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's just the fastest way. Because otherwise, you're going to recreate an organization where maybe those services are already being provided. And often in grant opportunities, they will limit the amount of dollars that they put in a geographical area. So they might say,
right,
well, you know what, we funded Catholic Charities and they're just 20 miles down the road from you. You know, why don't you go over? And that's where we're going to be sending our people. So since you are a clinician and for the most part a for-profit organization, you want to sell your services to nonprofit organizations as a subrecipient.
Okay, okay. Can you recommend just one that I can kind of target to and then eventually spread out? Anyone that specifically?
I don't know who has program in that area. What you want to do is you want to Google, and I think it's the Foundation Center. The Foundation Center is a resource, and sometimes you can just look at your city. You know, the city of Atlanta, the city of whatever your city is, and see. And what you're going to do is you want to look, because there's still some research, because just like for-profit contracts, nonprofit and grants are the same way in terms of research. You want to go to the person who is buying what you're selling. No sense in talking to the Salvation Army if they're saying, hey, you know what, we're not buying mental health this year. We're buying school supplies. Catholic Charities say, hey, you know what, we're buying mental health programs this year. So do a little bit of research, and there's, you can Google it. There's so much information online, but you want to target those agencies that have an affinity for what it is that you're selling, because there are some agencies and there's some foundations as well. Foundations are huge, and they are foundations that have targeted specific areas, especially mental health. That is a big push these days. So you want to find out which agencies and which foundations and which corporate giving programs. And corporate giving programs are basically foundations, but they're for your larger organizations like, you know, Home Depot, Coca-Cola. They all do corporate giving, and it's done under their foundation. So you want to make sure that you are targeting those companies. If they're not buying mental health, just bypass them and go down to the next company on the list.
Right. Thank you so much. That was a great help to me. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, caller. And that was powerful. You know, one thing I wanted to mention that came out too, Linda, is the fact that you don't need to recreate the wheel, ladies and gentlemen. You know,
you got to network
with people, because, you know, this is 2019. And believe me, somebody's probably doing it. But guess what? They don't have your expertise. Right?
Exactly.
That's the key.
Exactly.
They don't have your expertise.
They don't have your delivery.
They
can have your information, but they can't deliver it like you can.
Absolutely. And believe me, they are looking for talented people, qualified people, certified people, you know, doctors, nurses,
that's
whatever,
right,
you know, you're qualified in. They're looking for you guys, but you got to network. And of course, you got to target that particular area. So, guys, you got to do your homework. I know it's a lot of work, little work there, but you got to do that homework, follow up, and then be specific also, too, on what you can deliver. So I trust that everybody has their – yeah, go ahead, Linda.
Mm-hmm. If I could just say here, our online membership portal is called contractsandgrantsonline.com, and we have a free membership for nonprofits, and I've already got tons of information telling you how to do your project abstract, what to say, what to do, when to say it, when to do it. All of that is out there. So if you just want to go and shoot your email, then you can just immediately start looking at the information that we have available out there.
Fantastic. Linda, get that website out again. That's great. I want everybody to get that.
It's contractsandgrantsonline.com.
Fantastic.
And there's a free membership, and your free membership, you click on it, and it gives you access to all of that content. There's years and years of content that hopefully you'll find valuable. And we do, you know, group sessions and Q&A sessions just like this on a weekly basis. So,
fantastic. That's great. That is so awesome. Guys, this is very serious, guys. It's going to take it to another level, right? Get ready for you 2019 and 2020 to be better, okay? But guess what, guys? There's a system. There's a process. You got to follow the process. But we don't want you to work harder, right? We want you to work smarter. And that's what Linda's here, ladies and gentlemen, here for us. Hey, for those who are just joining us, this is Power Connections with our Power connector today, ladies and gentlemen, Linda Chapman. She's CEO of Contracts and Grants LLC. I want you guys to also, I believe everything too you just talked about, Linda's on your website, lindachapman.com. That's M-O-N, ladies and gentlemen. So go to lindachapman.com as well and get that information.
Yep.
Close your door. Close your door, guys. No distractions, no noise, no music, and just study the website and take some notes and then contact her and take advantage of all the free stuff that she has available for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is Power Connections. Hey, Linda, we're going to go to our next caller. I believe I'm going to mention only your last four digits. Next caller, 1644, you're live on the air. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Ms. Becky. You doing okay? We're on the air with Linda Chapman. Isn't this powerful? I know you enjoying this one. Go ahead, Ms. Peggy. Talk to Ms. Linda.
Hi, Ms. Linda. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, dear. How are you?
I'm doing great. I joined the show late, so do you actually do grant writing for organizations?
We do. We do grant writing. We do grant identification. We teach you how to do grant writing. Pretty much anything you want to do in the nonprofit or for-profit arena as it relates to grants and contracts, we can help you do. So, yes, we do everything, from consulting to actually doing the services. So when you go out to lindachapman.com, you can click on join our online community, and you can click right there, and you'll see all the things that we have to offer for free inside of our online membership community.
Okay.
Man,
guys, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey Peg, we need to have everybody on the planet signing up for that one. That is so cool.
Yes.
And I spell my name CHAT as in Tom, M as in Mary, O N like Nancy. So I just want to make sure that everybody's not putting the
right
T in there. Yeah. It's Linda Chapman, CHAT like Tom, MON.com.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Back to you, Peggy.
That was my name. So I want to make sure I spelled it correctly.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I've been telling Kevin I need a grant writer, so I will be contacting you.
Absolutely.
I probably need help from the bottom up to reorganize my organization, because what we do is we help homeless men get back on their feet.
Yeah.
We help them find jobs. We update their resumes. We buy food for them, pay for temporary shelter, you know. We try to do everything for them to help them turn their lives around. So I probably need you to just everything. So I will be contacting
you.
Great mission.
Well, I look forward to hearing from you, Miss Peggy.
Yeah, okay,
that's
great.
Powerful.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having her on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining. Linda, what's those business hours, too? We've got to let everybody know about the business hours, too, as well.
You know what?
How's that work?
We actually operate 24 hours a day.
Come on now.
We are a global organization.
Y'all hear that? Y'all don't need to be going to sleep. Y'all need to go sleep, guys. Just stay up. Just stay up.
Can't sleep. You know, there's no such thing as regular work hours when you're a global organization. So as a global organization, you know, just from my personal schedule, I'm usually in bed very early. I'm up. My day starts at 2 a.m.
Wow.
So at 2 a.m., I'm talking to people all across the world.
Wow. That's powerful.
All over
that
the
is
world.
Powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. This is probably one of the best shows on the planet right now. I'm talking about right this second, the best planet show right now. Thank you, Linda, for this. We're talking to Linda Chapman, ladies and gentlemen, CEO, Contracts and Grants on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen. And if your phone blows up, we know why, because Linda's on the line right now with all this powerful information. That's great. Well, Linda, I tell you, let's keep it moving, man. Let's keep it moving here.
Absolutely. Let's keep it moving.
Well, from your perspective, what's some of the top what's the difference between contracts and grants? Let's talk about that real quickly so people know that.
One of the things I want nonprofits to understand, and we talk about it a lot, is don't just sit back waiting for the grants. Go after the contract. You know, typically, in terms of the process, they're the same because you've got to tell a story. You've got to tell a compelling story. So whether you do it in an RFP for a grant or whether you do it as a response to a proposal, you're telling a story. But the fundamental difference between a grant, and there are there are there
has what are called, we call them SBIRs, or SBIRs, that stands for Small Business Innovative Research. The government will give you a grant to help you advance your technology. So those are for for-profits and for small businesses. But typically when people are talking about grants, they're talking about in the nonprofit arena. But even as a nonprofit, you should be chasing contracts. You know, whether it's with a nonprofit organization or for-profit, there is no reason that you can't sell your service to somebody, whether it is a nonprofit organization or a for-profit. You are a company. You provide a service, and somebody is willing to buy that, and it's not always going to be a grant. Sometimes it's going to be a contract.
Right. That's great, Linda. You know, Linda, one thing that challenges our clientele, if you will, across the country is having the business structure in place. You know, for example, your business support people. For example, you're the CEO and founder, but you got to have managers, directors, or somebody who does the follow-up in your organization. Right now, we've got our talented people are doing everything. They're not only doing the contracts and reviews, but they're also cleaning the toilet bowl at night and trying to keep the business
going.
But
you know what? You know what the beautiful thing is about this new gig economy, as we call it? You don't have to own it. You can buy what you need when you need it.
Gotcha.
So if you find yourself, hey, you know what? The first part of the month, I'm writing grants. You don't have to hire a full-time grant writer to get a really, really good grant writer for the 10 hours or the 20 hours that you need them. So I would suggest that you find 5 or 10 really good resources that you need on an ongoing basis. And then engage with them and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be calling you this time and that time. And I'm telling you, because there's so many people out there that are freelancing, it just makes it so much easier and so much more competitive for the company that are looking for those services that they offer.
That's great, Linda. That's powerful. Guys, you hear that? You hear that? That was very powerful right there. So, for example, traditionally what you would do is set up your organization or your business chart, whether it's nonprofit or profit. You would set it up and have people that you would hire on your team that you have to pay and all that kind of stuff. But now you can replace that pretty much with the services that you need on demand.
On demand. That's exactly
on demand.
Right. On demand.
So you got
to
structure that.
Change that. And we do that. We have, in fact, I'm rolling it out probably in the next week. I was just working on it prior to calling you.
Wow.
And the 30 days ramp up. The very first thing we talk to you about is, you know, have you named it? Have you done this? And then we get into corporate documents. Corporate documents is the most important. You know, sure, you go in and you set your business up. You go to the Secretary of State, and then that's it. You don't have any business. You don't have an operational document. You don't have any bylaws, and you're just kind of running things by the seat of your pants. And we can show you how to take care of that. And it's so simple. It is so
one
basic.
Stop
we got
shop.
Templates. We walk you through it. One stop shop.
I love it. Y'all hear that, guys? Y'all don't have to work too hard now. You can go to Linda, right? You guys going to call
That's
Linda,
right.
set that
That's
appointment
right.
up, and get that done, guys. When you hear
That's
that,
right.
you guys put Linda on the top of your list. And now she has everything you need to be productive and also to be successful in this area. Very, very powerful. This is why we have Linda Chapman on as a power connector, ladies and gentlemen, because we're here to help you and make sure you win. God wants you to win, right? But guess what? God is a God
Absolutely.
Of order as well. As you know, he put the whole universe together. And so we're excited
Absolutely.
About that. But guess what? There's order in everything, guys.
If he can do that in 7 days, at least we
That's
all
right.
have to do is get our business up and running, right?
Exactly. And Linda's making it real easy for you guys, so we want you guys to do that, okay? Linda, give that website out again or whatever website you want
to
give out.
You can go to Linda Chapman, lindachapman.com, LINDACHAT, M as in Mary, O-N like Nancy, and you're going to click on join our online community, and you'll go down and you just click on the free membership. And everything you need is right there. We've got templates in the library. We got tutorials in the library. We got everything.
Love it.
And for those who need a little bit more, they need some one-on-one coaching. You know, we have membership available out there. I think it's like $49 a month or something. It's super, super cheap.
But it
gives you that structure that you need that, you know, you need that motivation. You need somebody who's going
Absolutely.
To get on you about, okay, wait a minute, let me see that homework. I need to see those corporate documents. Did you do this? Oh, by the way, let me take a look at a copy of that grant that you want to go after. Before you start spending money on going after that grant, let me look at it real quick to make sure you're even eligible. So take advantage of those services that are available for you out there. And if you're a veteran, we got something that's especially for veterans.
Woo! Y'all hear that, guys? Y'all got some veterans in your network, guys. Y'all better get them on this program. Y'all better get them to Linda as quick as possible, guys. Come on now. Let's do that.
Right.
Wow, Linda, that's powerful. That's perfect timing on this show. That's great. Thank you so much for that information. You know, Linda, one thing we got to talk about is our young people. What's available for our young people? They're so brilliant. They got some ideas. They got things they want to do. Anything that our young people can do that have, you know, of age, I think 18 or older, I guess, is what they got to do. But is there anything for our young people to be a part of
you
that we can help
what?
Out?
You know what? It is amazing that you were just saying that. I belong to an organization called the Kiwanis. I love Kiwanis.
Yeah,
and,
they awesome.
A lot
yeah,
of that has, you know, a lot of that has to do with they're in the schools, you know, bringing up
yeah.
the grades. And so one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to do a pilot project
yes.
with the school system. So if anybody out there has any connections to a school system, to go
yep.
in and do a sort of kind of like a kidpreneur or teenpreneur
yeah.
program
right.
and just saying, hey, sometimes it's about helping them develop some skills that they already have. But more importantly, you'd be surprised
mm-hmm.
at the number of people who have entrepreneurs in the home and
oh,
just
absolutely.
Don't know how to tap into that resource. So for a school
absolutely.
System to be able to act as a networking and business development operations center for its
yes.
students and the parents of its students has the ability
yeah.
to generate dollars for fundraising. There's all kind of opportunities. So if anybody out there wants to, you know, to kind of coordinate maybe a pilot project here in the Georgia area, or I'd be willing to do it virtually with someone who, you know, was willing to do that as well. It'd be great to be able to tap into the resources, into the minds and the brains of those children. I know my
yeah.
grandson is 8 years old, and
he just
amazes
absolutely.
Me at some of the
absolutely.
Things that he knows. So we want to tap
absolutely.
Into that, and we want to leverage that.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear that? We're talking about our young people. As you know, they are brilliant. Matter of fact, I got to give a round of applause to our young people because they are amazing
yes,
when you help them out.
Are.
We got to help them. Got to help them. Got to steer them in the right direction and give them that
right.
information that Linda's talking about. So, guys, put your ideas together. Get your little plan together and get with Linda on how we can help these young people. Matter of fact, Linda, I just sent you Aviation Dreamweavers on LinkedIn. I just sent you that website.
Okay.
There's a good friend of mine who has a aviation training center, if you will, and
wow.
encouraging our young people to get into aviation, get into, you know, becoming a pilot, or if they want to learn how engines work, you know, all of that stuff. So I just sent you his website so they can so you can look at that. But I'm gonna get you guys in touch, get him in touch with you so
fantastic.
They can talk about that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we gotta get our young people. Yeah, we got our young people designing new aircraft, new displays,
absolutely.
All kind of stuff. You know, just
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with NASA. A couple of our contacts
over
at NASA, so
yeah,
we have great
man.
Relationships over at NASA. So I'm sure they would love to
oh,
do something
absolutely.
Like that with
absolutely.
Children.
Absolutely. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Linda Chapman, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Contracts and Grants. I tell you guys, you better call her. You better call her. Go to her website, ladies and gentlemen. That's lindachapman.com. You also need to share this out with other people in your network that can help you as well, that you're looking to help as well. Everybody is trying to do their own thing. We don't need to do that, guys. You got to pull yourself together with the resources that Linda's talking about. Don't recreate the wheel. There's no need to recreate the wheel, ladies and gentlemen. The wheels, all you have to do is bring another version of it maybe, but not try to recreate the wheel.
Don't recreate it. Leverage.
Amen. That's right. And you may have a better wheel, but that's okay. You're not recreating.
That's
you're
right.
just making it
that's
better.
Right.
That's what's going on. So we want you
that's
guys to
right.
do that. So I'm excited, guys, about this program. I can't wait to talk to Linda about our programs we got going on here as well.
Fantastic.
That is powerful. Well, Linda, we got to shift over to this area because I got some friends that are in the movie, film, poetry, and writing area. What do we have in this area, specifically movies and film? Do we have anything for these young people and these other wonderful people that
you
have said, I got...
glad you should.
Come on now.
I tell you, you're just pushing all the right buttons today. I have a colleague, and she's probably going to kill me, but her name is Tammy Brown, and she's part of our network. And she actually works inside of the film industry. She is the location coordinator for Dynasty. She also did it for Vampire Diaries. So she knows everything there is to know about the film industry. And so we're going to be bringing her on as a resource to kind of do some tutorials and some things to just kind of educate people about how to get into that industry, how to tap into that industry, what's available, what's some of the things that you should be doing. So in addition to your traditional businesses, we're going to be offering types of thing, because especially being here in Georgia, it's just something that has just completely opened up. So we will be offering that, and you know, as long as we have people who are interested in that type of programming,
I can promise
you, we can bring resources to the table. We can bring resources to the table.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to steer some folks to you that are already doing that and want to grow that, of course, as well. So we got two people off the top of my head already. So, yeah, we're going to definitely get that. Matter of fact, Linda, we need, if she approves that, if Ms. Tammy approves it, we need to have you guys back on talking about that.
I will get her.
Yeah. Love to have her.
She will. She knows that industry very, 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 very well. And she'll be more than happy to share her information with us. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Great. Well, and we'll talk about this a little later on, but I want you to make this one of your premier ways of getting out the information through the network on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. I want you guys to make sure that we are connecting with you as soon as possible on these areas so we can get that word out first, you know, to our constituents and to our clients as well. So I'm so excited. So we're going to have you on periodically, at least once a month, for sure, if possible.
All right. Just call me. I'm here to answer your questions
to have you.
And whatever you need.
We'll love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and Linda Chapman, CEO of Contracts and Grants LLC. Powerful, powerful time, guys. I hope you're taking notes. I want you guys to also, you can download this show later on. You can download this and listen to Linda over and over again, ladies and gentlemen, so you can get that information and prepare to meet with her on a scheduled time, okay? Hey, LindaChapman.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's Chapman is CHTMON.com.
CHATMON.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yep. Linda Chapman, CHATMON.com. Thank you for that correction. I'm so excited here. I can't read my own stuff here. I got I love it. Well, guys, we are so excited about Linda being with us today. Well, Linda, anything else too as well? I know time, we got a few more minutes, but I wanted to we talked about our young people, we talked about film and movie industry. We talked about the nonprofits and for-profits as well. And one of the things that I really want to hit on is the pre-planning. And but you have all that available to help people on their website.
I have every single
that's
thing.
Good.
And because
yeah.
your audience is super great, anybody who joins our free membership today, I'm going to send them a free copy of my ebook, The Road to Government Contracts. So everything
I've said
and all the tips and everything that we do training on is in that book. It's a great read. It's not boring. It's nice and funny and upbeat. And, you know, it's not some of that hard technical writing that you would normally receive. Just kind of take the experiences that I've had over the years and kind of laugh about them. I will tell you the number one challenge. outside
there
of basic infrastructure is, and this is for contracts and grants, you've got to learn how to break down your product or service to a unit. Before you can tell me that you can sell me $10,000 or something, you need to tell me how much it costs to do one. If you can figure out how to do one, then we can always ramp up and scale. And that's a major challenge. People are either charging too much or they're not charging enough, and it's because they don't know how to what we call cost load. And we talk a lot about that over at Contracts and Grants Online. So that is probably the
biggest good, Linda.
Challenge. Yep,
that's
that
good.
Is the biggest
challenge. That's good. Very good. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, because I'm a big planner, guys. It takes a lot of work, but you got to do it. You know, you have to do that because you don't know if you're losing money or making right money. You got to understand the industry that you're getting into. All that's so important so you make some money or you succeed in what you're trying to do, whether it's helping, you know, 10,000 people in a year or whatever it is. You make sure you get there and not fall short in the process because
that
you didn't understand. It's very, very important. So that's why Linda is so important, ladies and gentlemen, to get with and make sure you do your homework, understand what you got to do. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, because it's so important on the pre-planning. But a lot of the people I know that are brilliant, they got a great plan, but they just don't have the support. And now you have the support, ladies and gentlemen, Linda Chapman at Contracts and Grants. So you now have a one-stop shop, guys, with Linda. And I want you guys to contact her, set up your appointment, whatever you got to do, but get online and start reading that information and work your plan and plan your work. I love it. Just incredible, Linda, what is going on today. Well, Linda, one thing I wanted to ask you, too, is you hear all this, every now and then you hear stuff about the amount of contracts, the amount of grants available. Is there a lot of money out there for sure? And what's some of the top ones? Top areas?
There's a lot of money out there. The goal, the key is vetting. You know, you can't sell, a lot of people's thing is they'll go out and they'll chase everybody who buys what they sell or what they offer.
Right.
You can't
right.
do that. You have to sit back and say, wait a minute.
Right.
Who is most likely to buy And then you talk about not only just the opportunity, but the opportunity for a win. We call that P-win. We call it, probability of win. So instead of chasing it, going over here, going over there, and going over there, don't do that. Sit down and create a vetting plan that says, I'm going to talk to this agency because last year they bought this, and that. And so I'm going to start with this one agency because once an agency or any buyer or any customer buys one thing from you, they'll buy other things from you as well. So you might want to, you want to vet those opportunities so that you're not spinning your wheels. Find that agency or that customer that you believe has the highest probability of win for you. And we show you how to do that in a vetting chart. And it's real simple. It's just it's a one-page document, and you weight those things that are most important to you. And if an agency doesn't have those things, if you rate that the agency has to be within 50 miles of your home, you get that score of 100. If that agency is not 50 miles within your home, then that's an opportunity you can't go after. So you have to have at least 10 of those qualities that helps determine which opportunity or which agency you're going to go after.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it from the expert, ladies and gentlemen, Lyman Chapman on Power Connections. Guys, you got a one-stop shop now. You don't have to go anywhere else. Like
that's
50
right.
different places, you got all the information with Linda, ladies and gentlemen. And I want everybody to take advantage of that, learn it, get yourself more excited in what you're doing as well by getting with the right people. And I think a lot of people get, a little discouraged because they got so many avenues they think they got to go. But guess what, guys? One way now. You got one way to Linda Chapman, ladies and gentlemen, on Contracts and Grants, LLC. And, guys, we want you to go to that website. Guys, we want you guys to share that with your other networks as well. Linda Chapman, that's CHATMON.com, LindaChapman.com, ladies and gentlemen. Everything. As a matter of fact, I'm signing up today. Can't wait to get off so I can sign up.
Come on.
So I'm excited about
Come
that.
On.
I love it. But guys, we've been talking about contracts and grants, and a lot of people, every now and then people say, do you have a grant writer? Do you know the grant writer? I said, no, not really, but I got to call somebody like Linda to find out because I don't know. That's not my expertise, but we got people who are interested in that area as well. One thing too, Linda, let me give you a little overview real quick, see if this qualifies, and I'll talk to you more about this later. But there's actually cities around the country that are for sale, part of the city mostly, like part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, there's a city in Georgia that's available. Most of the city is available, like the land and this building, like maybe 20 or 30 buildings are available to help develop. And had a chance to talk to the mayor and down there and so forth. But bottom line, the purchase for that land or for the part of the city is only $1.7 million. The question is can I work with your organization to see what we can do with that in order to show a return, or some type of development in that area? Is that something
absolutely.
That we could possibly do?
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. There's not anything that somebody's selling. The one thing about contracts and grants and those types of projects is there's a package. Somewhere there's a package that tells you exactly what you got to do and how to do it and what makes you eligible. The goal is understanding those requirements, making sure that you're eligible before you start digging in and spending money. and then say, okay, now that I know that I'm eligible, let me go through and see how likely it is that this is a winning opportunity for me before I put my dollars in.
I love it. I love it. That's great. So, yeah, that means basically everything's available, guys. You just got to do your homework, guys. You got to come ready to listen to Linda and follow the plan. I love it.
That is right.
Incredible. Well, Linda, I love this time with you. Can't wait to have you back in the future. So we'll set up a schedule based on your schedule. We can bring you back every periodically. It don't have to be every month, but whenever you think you want
to
come back and share some updates and things like that. But I tell you, this is going to be probably one of the most listened shows on the planet here, because we're going to be pushing this out for those who no, because we got at least 30 people I know for sure that are looking for grant money, looking for contract.
Well,
and they
tell them
they
to come
know
on.
Who you are. Absolutely. We're going to definitely push them over
come
to
on.
You.
Come on. That's how you know.
So
and
guys,
they're vets.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited about that, ladies and gentlemen, that you now have one-stop shop with Linda Chapman, CEO Contracts and Grants LLC. Well, Linda, I'm going to give you some final thoughts there, and some. I want you to give us some takeaways, final thoughts, encouragement, whatever you want to say to us today.
I will tell you that if you are looking, you know, whether you are an individual looking to be a contractor on a government contractor or a grant, or whether you are a person or a company that is currently in business and you want to transition into the federal market space, it's all available to you. I know I make it sound easy, but it is easy. We've been doing it for 25 years now. We've been doing it very, very well. So all I can say is, if you'll just be diligent and consistent, if it's but 1 hour a day, you've got to put some consistent effort into transitioning. And I'm going to try to make it as easy as I can for you, because, you know, like I said, you don't have to relearn everything that I've learned. But you do have to be dedicated, and you do have to be consistent, and you have to be coachable. You have to be coachable.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's very important what she just said, ladies and gentlemen. We listen. You know, if you go to the attorney, if you will, I'm just using the attorney, but if you go to an attorney or to a professional, you got to listen to them, man. You're paying $400 or $500 an hour for this time. You say, I don't think I'm going
to do
that. Absolutely. That don't make no sense to me.
That is absolutely right.
And don't let get me started on that. And some of y'all doing that with God. Did God tell you something to do and you saying, I don't think so? Come on now. Yeah, you know, when God talking to you, you need to go and just do it, right? So, Lord, give us the understanding and the wisdom to do what you say do and know your voice in the process. So I had to put that in there, because I'm working on that one, Linda. I'm working on that one every day. I want to hear from God. I don't want to hear from none of y'all about nothing.
He'll sit you down if you don't.
Amen. That's right. And believe me, guys, he'll go to somebody else. And I don't want him to do that right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's wonderful, Linda. Well, Linda, I tell you, this has been great. I am so excited. People are blowing up my phone wanting to know how to get in touch with you. I'm sending that website out today. And we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to be doing this all week, sending this out, because people need to understand it. People are getting so frustrated.
We got some good stuff over there.
Yeah, man,
got
some great. This is like a hidden jewel,
you
know?
And I'm always available. You know, I have people, you know, emailing me. We do respond on emails really quickly, because we're always open. So, when you're at home late at night, it's, you know, 11:30 or 12, and you want to shoot an email because you're looking at a grant and you can't figure it out, shoot us an email and let us tell you what you're missing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, too, and I forgot to ask real quickly, Linda, what about city contracts, if you will, around our city and state of Georgia specifically? Can we go to cities? I know always here, like, Atlanta's got contracts available if you qualify, of course. But what about city contracts and county stuff? Is that something?
State and local government. Yeah. One of my good friends, and I'm sure she'll come on with me as well, Commissioner D. Clemens. Mm-hmm. She's commissioner out of Henry County,
mm-hmm.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the commissioner of the year for the Minority Supplier Development Council, which means that she's a business owner as well. So she gets it. And we work with her, and they implemented a small business participation program inside of Henry County. She can show other counties how to do it. She can also talk to us a whole lot about what the difference is between local and county contracts and federal contracts and some of the things you want to look for and what you want to say to your local elected officials if you're not seeing some things inside of your municipality that you should be seeing. I know here in Erie County, at one point, prior to me having a conversation with her, no one knew that they were, who the small businesses were because there wasn't a directory. No one even if I wanted to give a small business contract, that there was no directory. So if I wanted to give a contract to a small business, I couldn't find it because nobody knew who they were.
Wow, so that's interesting.
It's working with your local and state governments and giving them information and being a resource to them as well.
Absolutely. You know, Linda, one of my favorite quotes, or as I say, one of my favorite phrases is find the need and fill it. And how
that's
important
right.
is that? Find the need,
right?
Finding what the need is. See if you qualify. If not, you go to, you know, you give to somebody else or something like that. But how important
that's
is right. finding the need? You got to ask questions, right? You got to find the need. You got to network. You got to ask questions, ladies and gentlemen. And don't
that's
try
right.
to always push your agenda always, but first find out what
that's
the agendas
right.
should be.
What the
first.
Need is exactly right. And if they haven't identified the need, the one thing about government contracts is you can submit an unsolicited proposal.
Exactly.
And so,
exactly.
you know, there's all kinds of avenues available.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And there's startups doing this all the time, ladies and gentlemen. There's startup businesses that are
all
doing this all the time. And they're getting, all kind of money for what their startups are. But guess what? They have a plan to do it. They have to have it written down also. And I know it's in your head. I know it's in your wonderful brains, but you got to put it on paper, guys.
That is
and Linda
true.
Can help
that
you.
Is true.
She can help you do that. I love it. Well, great. Hey, guys, we're getting ready to roll out of here. Linda Chapman, I love it.
All right.
I love it. Such a great program. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you
this
for having me. I look forward
powerful.
To that.
Amen. And this, you know, this is kind of lifts the burden off people, man. now they can go to one place instead of 500 places. I love it.
That's right.
You know,
come on.
I love it. And we mentioned the veterans. That's going to be powerful. We mentioned our film and movie industry. We mentioned our young people. I can't wait for some of our clients to help call you on this area, specifically for our youth, because they are brilliant. Now, we got little toddlers, man. They could tell you a little bit about what they're going to be doing.
They
ain't even talking yet. Isn't that powerful?
Absolutely.
So we're excited, guys. So get your young people, specifically those who are graduating from college, they want to start their own business. They can get with Linda as well if they have a good plan. So guess what? We're going to push that information all the way over there. So, Linda, I want you to make this your premiere. I know you'll probably be on other networks, but I want you to make this your premiere stop for getting the word out. And you're welcome anytime. And looking forward to coordinate with you. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Amen. Linda, have a great rest of the day and a great week coming
up
as well. Thank you so much for your time. Wow, that's been powerful, guys.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of Linda Chapman, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of the Contracts and Grants LLC. Can't wait for you guys to get in touch with her. Guys, please go to her website. Everything is there for you. Linda Chapman, CHATMON.com. And she'll be glad to help you out. And we're going to be pushing this program out to everybody, guys. She has training, mentorship, My Brands. She got a mentor circle, books, testimonies about who she is and what she's doing on her network as well. So, guys, I want you to blow that up as well. Hey, somebody asked about the phone number, too, Contracts and Grants. The phone number is 678-916-0444. That's 678-916-0444. You can leave a message there. And I'm sure they'll get back with you in a timely manner as well. Once again, that's Contracts and Grants with Miss Linda Chapman, CEO of Contracts and Grants. The phone number, 678-916-0444. I'm excited. Hey, I'm getting ready to get out of here, guys. I'm busy. You busy. Everybody's busy. I want you to have a great evening. I want you to have a great rest of the day. Hey, remember to always, 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 always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections. I love it. Thank God for Linda Chapman with us today. Powerful program. I want you guys to listen to this over and over again. Go to blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That's blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. Look for the banner today's date. Welcome to the Power Connections. You'll see that Linda Chapman. You can listen to this over and over again. You can download it, send it out to everybody on the planet, put it on your websites, put it on your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got to do. But if you want more information about that, give me a call. I'll be glad to send you the link for today's show, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, remember, Jesus is Lord. We'll see you. Got to go. Bye-bye. This has been Power Connections. Bye-bye now.